In a 6-2 vote on Wednesday, the Grand Rapids Civilian Appeals Board determined that Captain Kurt Vanderkooy violated the city's impartial policing policy when he contacted Immigration Customs Enforcement while off-duty about U.S. citizen and decorated veteran Gilmar Ramos Gomez. Russell Olmsted says he voted to reverse the Grand Rapids Police Department's decision because there was a pattern of racial bias in how Vanderkooy contacted ICE.
But when you broke down and looked at all of the correspondences that were about trying to get individual information about people, I found that in every case, it was about a person of color and or a person with a Hispanic or Latinx name.
Board member John Van Tolen disagrees and says he doesn't think the case was made that Vanderkooy violated any policies and the officer was just doing his job.
Exercising caution for what had gone down.
It was the American Civil Liberties Union that brought this case forward to the Civilian Appeals Board after Vanderkooy was exonerated and reinstated to his position at GRPD. While the Civilian Appeals Board has been around for over 30 years, the decision to overturn has only been made by the board a handful of times. Now that the Civilian Appeals Board has voted to reverse the decision, it will be up to City Manager Mark Washington to determine what disciplinary actions will be taken. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.